This is a paid-for advertisement.
The statements contained herein have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome into the Rescue Healthline Show. Joining me is Dr. Adam Teichman. Dr. Teichman is the Senior Managing Partner for PA Foot and Ankle Associates, and you can find out more about him at pafootdoctors.com. That's pafootdoctors.com. In addition to being a Senior Managing Partner of PA Foot and Ankle Associates, he is a board-certified podiatric physician, first of all, and surgeon, specializing in the treatment of all aspects of foot and ankle disorders. In addition, though, he's the chief of podiatric surgery at Sacred Heart St. Luke's. He's also a member of the limb salvage team there. He serves as a surgical instructor at the podiatric residency program at St. Luke's. He's a panel physician at the Sacred Heart Wound Center, and the list goes on. Dr. Adam Teichman joining us here in just a couple of minutes. Now, to this hour, we are talking about so a lot of products that can help you with cardiovascular health and circulation concerns, something that he deals with all the time in his practice as a podiatric surgeon, with people that have diabetic wounds that won't heal and all those kind of issues that are going on. So cardiovascular health and circulation concerns. We are doing, for our trivia question, a free one-month supply of the Rescue Magnesium. If you call in with a question, go on the air with Dr. Teichman, we'll give you a free one-month supply of the Rescue Vital D3. The specials, we have two of them. First of all, there's four products that are buy one, get one free. For every bottle you buy, you get one free. So if you buy one, you get one free. Buy seven, get seven free. So these are the buy one, get one frees. The Rescue Leg and Vein Support, the Rescue Curcumin Ultra, Rescue Ideal Weight, and Rescue Metabolock. Those four products are buy one, get one free through Monday at midnight with the coupon code MYDEAL. You need that coupon code. Use the coupon code MYDEAL when you shop online at RES-Q.com. That's RES-Q.com. Coupon code MYDEAL and buy one, get one free on those four products. Or use the coupon code MYDEAL when you call 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. 1-800-26-ALIVE. A-L-I-V-E, coupon code MYDEAL, and buy one, get one free on Leg and Vein Support, Curcumin Ultra, Ideal Weight, and Metabolock, all from Rescue. And then all other Rescue products are 35% off, and offers cannot be combined, so any and all other Rescue products you're getting at 35% off. That offer ends midweek. Use the coupon code 35OFF, and you'll get 35% off, free shipping and orders of $99 or more, and you can cash in and earn rewards points on that offer. Coupon code 35OFF on any and all other Rescue products. Again, use that coupon code at RES-Q.com. Shop online, RES-Q.com. Enter the coupon code 35OFF or the coupon code MYDEAL at checkout, or use those coupon codes when you call 1-800-26-ALIVE, 1-800-262-5483. So today we're talking about how cardio, well, first of all, let's say good morning, first of all, to Dr. Teichman. Morning, Doc. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Gunther. How about yourself?
Good, good. Today discussing how cardiovascular health correlates to circulatory health and some of the main causes of poor circulation. So let's talk about that first. What are some of the main causes of poor circulation, Doc?
You know, there's many things that can, you know, cause poor circulation. We talk about, you know, high blood pressure, you know, peripheral arterial disease. It's probably one of the main causes that cause, you know, poor circulation to occur in the body, especially when we talk about, you know, wounds that won't heal or people who are at a higher risk of having, you know, cardiovascular disease, heart attack, or stroke, you know, is really due to poor circulation, because what happens is the vessels sometimes become narrower and narrower, and when that happens, circulation slows throughout the body. Not enough oxygen is going to the heart. That can lead to a heart attack. Also, some people can sometimes develop a stroke by some of that plaque that can break off from the narrowing of the arteries and then lead to a stroke. So, you know, many things can cause poor circulation, but also you have to understand that some of these symptoms can lead to poor circulation as well that people are feeling.
Well, so what are the symptoms? Give me more specifically. How would you, because, you know, certain things, you know, you can't feel cholesterol. You don't feel it. I think my cholesterol is high. I feel it's high. You don't feel that. You certainly feel inflammation. I do believe, though, there are at least symptoms. I don't know if you can feel poor circulation, but maybe there are certain symptoms that say, hey, you know what, you might have poor circulation. What would be some of the symptoms that you don't have the greatest circulation?
Yeah, there's definitely signs that you can look for to suggest that you do have poor circulation. You know, one of the most common symptoms of poor circulation, believe it or not, is numbness and tingling in the hands. When something is restricted, such as blood flow, blood can't reach to the extremities, the hands or the feet, in sufficient quantities. And that may lead to someone feeling pins and needles or burning sensation or numbness in their hands or feet. So that's probably one of the most common symptoms that we look for when we talk about issues with poor circulation. And that goes hand in hand, believe it or not, with a pun, cold hands and feet. Reduced blood flow can cause the hands and feet to be colder than normal as well. And once again, when blood flow cannot flow at healthy rates, this leads to temperature fluctuations in the extremities affecting the skin and nerve endings of the hands and feet. So cold hands and feet, and then can also lead to that numbness or tingling sensation. Mm-hmm. And what we're also going to talk about today is swelling in the extremities. Poor circulation can also cause fluid to accumulate in areas of the body, such as the legs. That's called edema or swelling. And like we said, this most commonly occurs in the legs, the ankles, or the feet. And edema can not only be a sign of poor circulation, but can also be a sign that there's something going wrong with the heart, such as heart failure. One of the most common symptoms of someone undergoing or building heart failure is the heart's unable to circulate blood throughout the body, and then the blood pools in the extremities, such as the legs, causing that swelling or edema. So not only can swelling be a sign of poor circulation, but could also be a sign that there's something else going on, especially with the heart. So these are some things to be aware of if you have these altered changes in your body, especially when we talk about swelling in the extremities.
Go ahead, keep going.
Yeah, so lastly, you know, we talk about cognitive dysfunction too. Poor circulation can also affect the functioning of the brain, leading to memory loss, you know, and difficulty concentrating. And what we talked about earlier on shows as well is digestion problems. Digestion also relies on blood flow, and poor circulation can be linked to fatty matter that can collect in the lining of the blood vessels in the abdomen, leading to digestive problems. So, you know, poor circulation can affect the whole body, not just the extremities as well.
So I also was going to ask you, what about a lot of people say, oh, my legs always feel tired. I don't know if that's a symptom or it's just because they say they never used to, but they do now. Is that just aging or is that poor circulation?
Well, it definitely can be. Now, you know, poor circulation can also affect the veins, causing venous insufficiency. So when the veins don't work correctly or they don't become as elastic as they were when we were younger, that can cause some heaviness or tiredness that people might state that they feel in their legs. So that's definitely can be a symptom of poor circulation.
So those are some of the symptoms of folks. If you have any of that, the chances are you've got some poor circulation going on. So let's talk about some of the things that can help with that poor circulation. To me, I know we're going to talk about leg and vein support because that's a great product for that, but I would like to start with the building block. That's the number one thing, the base of the pyramid that we always talk about, and that's any of Rescue's omega-3s, because that is huge, huge, huge. That's if you can only take one thing. If you're working on circulation, to me, and you can only take one thing, it would be the omega-3s and then the leg and vein support. But you tell me, Doc, what do you think?
Yeah, you know, you're 100% correct. We always talk about, you know, the Rescue 1250, the Omega brand of products through Rescue, you know, impact every aspect of health because, as we know, omega-3s are the building blocks of cells. You know, Rescue 1250 is great for decreasing inflammation, lowering triglycerides. We talk about, you know, narrowing of the arteries, and that's one of the main causes is, you know, triglycerides as well as LDLs building up into the intimal lining of the vessels, narrowing those vessels. Also, it improves circulation, silkening those platelets. So if it's a bumpy road through those vessels, those platelets can flow a little easier using the Rescue 1250 as well. You know, and also if you're diabetic, which is also a a cause of poor circulation, because we, as we know, with people who are diabetic, have that inverse relationship of good cholesterol and bad cholesterol. That also helps control your blood sugar metabolism. So, you know, you can see so many benefits of taking, you know, the Rescue 1250 or the Omega 3 brand of products through Rescue to help increase blood flow, help control, you know, the circulatory issues that can happen.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about helping the, it's called your elasticity of your veins and arteries, compliance. It helps with that. It helps them stay pliable. You know, Dr. Shields just talked about how when you got the, he said, you ever notice an older person, parts of their hands, they get a lot of bruising. He goes, that's where the capillaries, the really small veins in your hands or whatever, you start to bruise. He goes, because those become brittle and they actually break. And so you, if you can maintain the elasticity of your veins and arteries, and the omega-3s help you do that, they help the endothelial wall, the endothelial muscles, they help that compliancy, help all of that, help not, the cholesterol not build up so that that doesn't get narrow, so you have the great circulation and the oxygen and all of that. And omega-3s, that's just talking about, and then you could go on into the science of all of that. Well, I'm trying to, we got a lot to squeeze in this hour, but that's just for circulation, not talking about all the other benefits, lowering triglycerides, helping with diabetes, helping control a lot of different things, helping, you know, arrhythmias and the brain function, eye functions. There's so many collateral benefits instead of collateral damage. It's collateral benefits of omega-3s. But if you want to work on your circulation, first and foremost, the base of the pyramid is any of the omega-3s from Rescue, whether that's the Rescue 1250, which has a lot of EPA, and it's got way more EPA than DHA, or the Rescue 1250 Plus, it's got the vitamin D3 in it, or the Rescue Calamarine that's got more DHA than EPA, or the Rescue O3 Max, or the Rescue Norwegian Arctic Cod, and the list goes on of the different nine different omega-3s from Rescue. So that's the base of the pyramid for circulation, is any of Rescue's omega-3s. And then we're going to get into the leg and vein support, which we're going to do next. I want to remind you of the special. First, again, any of the omega-3s and any Rescue products, with the exception of four, and I'm going to give you the four in a minute here, all other Rescue products are 35% off. Maybe I'd be better off telling you which ones are excluded, because it's an even better offer. The Rescue Leg and Vein Support, the Rescue Curcumin Ultra, the Rescue Ideal Weight, and the Rescue Metabolock, those, for every bottle you buy, you get one free. So those are buy one, get one frees, buy two, get two free, buy five, get five free. Buy one, get one free on Leg and Vein Support, Curcumin Ultra, Ideal Weight, and Metabolock with the coupon code MYDEAL. You need the coupon code MYDEAL, and then you can buy one, get one free on those four products through Monday at midnight. Coupon code MYDEAL when you shop online at RES-Q.com, RES-Q.com, or coupon code MYDEAL when you call 1-800-26-ALIVE and talk to your favorite Rescue consultant. Give them the coupon code MYDEAL at 1-800-26-ALIVE, 1-800-262-5483, coupon code MYDEAL, and you buy one, get one free on those four products. Then, all other Rescue products are 35% off. Offers cannot be combined. This special, the buy one, get one free, through Monday at midnight. The 35% off, good through midweek. On the coupon code, on the 35% off, you need the coupon code 35OFF, and you get 35% off. You get free shipping and orders of $99 or more, and you can cash in and earn rewards points. Coupon code 35OFF on all the omega-3s and all the other Rescue products that are not in the buy one, get one freeze. They're all 35% off. Use the coupon code 35OFF when you shop online at RES-Q.com or when you call 1-800-262-5483, 1-800-26-ALIVE. Now, I know you recommend this. I know you recommend the omega-3s to your patients. I know you also recommend, because of folks with circulation problems, the Rescue Leg and Vein Support. So talk to me about the Leg and Vein Support. Who might benefit? What are the ingredients in it? Why does this work? How does it work? All that kind of stuff, Doc.
Sure. So we talk about Rescue Leg and Vein Support. You know, people who are interested in increasing blood flow to the legs and feet is definitely a candidate to take the Rescue Leg and Vein Support. People who also suffer from poor circulation, people like we talk about experiencing, you know, coldness or temperature changes in their extremities will definitely benefit from the leg and vein support. If you sit or stand for prolonged periods of time on a daily basis, if you're a factory worker standing at a machine for a prolonged period of time, leg and vein support will definitely help you out with some of that heaviness or, like you said, some of that tiredness that you feel in the legs. Also, people who have some various health conditions such as, you know, diabetes or Raynaud's, where that spasming of the vessels will definitely benefit from leg and vein support as well. And if, like we said, if you have the swelling or heaviness in the legs, as we get older, sometimes the valves don't work as efficiently in our extremities, so it causes pooling. The leg and vein support will help stabilize some of those vessels and those valves as well and help reduce the swelling that occurs as we get older. So leg and vein support will definitely, you know, be a benefit as well. And then if we talk about, well, why does leg and vein support work so well? That's because of the all-natural blend of these key bioflavonoids and high-potency oligometric proanthocyanidines, which we call OPCs. They're clinically shown to support healthy circulation, studies have shown, and it's this unique blend of these OPCs that they have these powerful antioxidant properties in them that target the benefits for circulation, especially when we talk about those delicate blood vessels and capillaries of the legs, like you mentioned. That helps repair some of the damage and strengthen those capillaries and those delicate blood vessels.
So that's the leg and vein support. If you have any questions on any of this for the doctor, you can call toll-free 866-569-RESCUE, 866-569-RESQ. That's 866-569-7377. So obviously good circulation is you need it. You need that blood supply. You need that oxygen supply. You need that. So we're talking about the leg and vein support and the Rescue 1250 combined for, as Dr. Levy mentioned last hour, it's so synergistic and so it really helps. It's more than a 1-2 punch. This is these products work in a way to boost you that 2 plus 2 doesn't equal 4. It equals 8 because you're taking two products, but it's giving you more than double the benefits. When you combine the 1250 and leg and vein support, big difference. I still think about some of the folks that I've helped with leg and vein support. And it's, first of all, less swelling. They're able to stand longer at their jobs, less pain. I didn't realize, I don't know if it was just achy, but they mentioned the word pain from poor circulation. I mean, I'm assuming that just meant it isn't really pain. I never asked them that. It was a woman I can think of in particular. Oh, my legs always hurt. I'm always in pain. I'm thinking she meant ache, but maybe it really is pain. I mean, can poor circulation actually give you pain?
Definitely. So, you know, there are different things that can cause pain with poor circulation. There's something called intermittent claudication, which we talked about before, where what happens is that there's not enough blood flow going to the extremities. So as you start to exercise or you start to walk, then the blood flow is resorted to the primary, such as the heart and the lungs, and then the extremities don't get enough oxygen. That's one thing that can cause pain or cramping in the legs. You have to sit down and rest for a period of time to allow oxygen to go back to the muscles that need that oxygen to convert to energy. And so that can cause pain in the extremities. If you have, you know, gross swelling in the legs, that can cause pain in the extremities as well. You can't walk as far because there's too much fluid and pressure, you know, in the legs as well. How I compare this pain in the legs with swelling is the same way that you fill up a water balloon. And as that balloon fills up with water, over time it can get to a point where it starts to sweat and leak fluid out of the balloon. And that's the same thing that can happen in the legs when you get too much fluid in the legs or edema. It can cause pain and it can cause the legs to weep a little bit and become a little moister because that fluid has to go somewhere because it can't be pushed back through the body. So it starts to weep through the legs and become moist. And also it can be painful because of the pressure.
Mm. All right. So that's really interesting stuff. So she did that. She wasn't her man. Well, I might have misunderstood her. I thought, oh, she just means aches, but it's actual pain. She probably did have what you're talking about. Long-term risks. So we talked about poor circulation symptoms, all of that stuff. But the longer-term risks are you start having cholesterol issues, I'm assuming, with poor circulation. I'm assuming you as a doctor with people have poor circulation. Because I know we talk about with your with PA Foot and Ankle Associates, one of the things that sometimes causes, I think, or maybe exacerbates, I don't know if it causes those diabetic wounds or wounds of the foot or ankle that won't heal. I know you treat the symptom. You try to help people get their blood sugar under control because many people have circulation issues and wounds that won't heal because of diabetes. So you guys work at getting that under control. Then I know you recommend rescue products and all that. But I also know that one of the other things that exacerbates it, maybe even causes it, is PAD, peripheral arterial disease, right?
Definitely. So, you know, number one, PAD or peripheral arterial disease can definitely exacerbate the wound or prevent it from healing because of the fact that, as we know, that a wound needs blood flow to heal because it delivers nutrients to the wound, it delivers white blood cells and everything else to allow the wounds to heal. So if we can't get that blood to the wound's not going to heal. As well, and it can also cause wounds. So even if you're not diabetic, you can develop an arterial wound as well, and that's due to not enough circulation going to a certain area, and where that artery is going to open up and become a wound. So definitely poor circulation can, number one, cause wounds or prevent wounds from healing or slow the healing process, and being diabetic can also exacerbate that healing process to a point where, you know, it can prevent the wound from healing if we don't get our blood sugar under control. And that's why we always talk about why it's so important to keep your blood sugar under control. And one of the ways to do that is the omega-3s, the brand from Rescue, the 1250, the 1250 Plus, the 2500 TG. And then also adding, you know, Rescue 105 Max, which we talked about before in the show, is to help control your blood sugar. So those things not only can help control your blood sugar, but also prevent PAD from exacerbating or worsening and allow the wound to heal. Some of the other side effects of having poor blood circulation, you know, number one, it prevents blood from circulating, white blood cells for healing like we talked about, or platelets from clotting as well. You know, also, if we do have poor circulation in the extremities, that can also lead to amputation if we don't have enough blood flow going to an extremity where there's a wound. So that's kind of that, you know, that complication that can happen if you ignore the wound or don't get it addressed, especially understanding that circulation plays a role in healing. But also, let's not forget that limited flow of oxygen to the brain can lead to memory glitches. So not only does it affect the extremities, but it can also affect the brain if we don't have enough blood flow going to the brain due to peripheral arterial disease.
That's really important because, you know, if you think about poor circulation, folks, what are you thinking? You're thinking mostly your legs and your feet. But it affects your hands. You can have tingling in your hands. But there's a really key part, your brain. You know, poor circulation in your brain is affecting a lot. You're not getting oxygen to the brain. We all know that's the worst. Or if you end up having poor circulation and cholesterol and all that, you could have a stroke. I mean, so this is, you know, leg and vein support. It's leg and vein support and vein support and vein support. Everybody thinks, oh, I don't have a problem with my legs. No, this is leg and vein support, both, to help you with that circulation. Now, let me give you the special. These four products are buy one, get one free. For every bottle you buy, you get one free. Rescue Leg and Vein Support, Rescue Curcumin Ultra, Rescue Ideal Weight, and Rescue Metabolock through Monday at midnight. It's buy one, get one free on those four products when you use the coupon code MYDEAL. MYDEAL. On all other Rescue products and offers cannot be combined, it's 35% off with the coupon code 35OFF. That offer ends midweek, so use the coupon code 35 off or the coupon code MYDEAL when you shop online at res-q.com. That's res-q.com, or use those coupon codes when you call 1-800-26-ALIVE, 1-800-262-5483, 1-800-26-ALIVE. Welcome back into the Rescue Healthline Show. Joining me is Dr. Adam Tye. I was just talking to the doc off air. Welcome into the Rescue Healthline Show. Joining me is Dr. Adam Tyshman. Dr. Tyshman is the senior managing partner for PA Foot and Ankle Associates. He is also he's board certified podiatric physician and surgeon specializing in treatment of all aspects of foot and ankle disorders. He's the chief of podiatric surgery over at Sacred Heart St. Luke's. He's also a member of the limb salvage team there. He's a surgical instructor at the Podiatric Residency Program at St. Luke's Hospital and Health System. He's a panel physician at the Sacred Heart St. Luke's Wound Center, and he, again, senior managing partner of PA Foot and Ankle Associates. Find out more about him at PAFootDoctors.com. That's PAFootDoctors.com. Dr. Adam Teichman. We're talking about circulation this hour and cardiovascular health and circulation issues and ways you can improve that. We're talking about, of course, any of Rescue's omega-3s, Rescue 1250, and any of its omega-3s, the Rescue leg and vein support. But I also want to talk about curcumin ultra and how that might be able to help. You're thinking with circulation, an ideal way to metabolize all those in there. So speaking of those, it's part of the specials this weekend. There are four buy one, get one free specials, or, you know, for every one you buy, you get one free. So it's buy two, get two free, buy seven, get seven free. It's Rescue Leg and Vein Support, Rescue Curcumin Ultra, Rescue Ideal Weight, and Rescue Metabolock. Those four all buy one, get one free with the coupon code MYDEAL. And that offer ends Monday at midnight. Coupon code MYDEAL to buy one, get one free on those four. All other Rescue products are 35% off. Offers cannot be combined. They're all 35% off. And on this one, you get the bonus of free shipping and orders of $99 or more, and you can cash in and earn rewards points. That special ends midweek. And again, the coupon code for 35% off and the free shipping and more is coupon code 35OFF. So use that coupon code 35OFF, again, when you shop online, or coupon code MYDEAL, depending on which offer you're taking up, and offers cannot be combined. Coupon code MYDEAL or coupon code 35OFF when you call 1-800-26-ALIVE, 1-800-262-5483, which works out to 1-800-26-ALIVE, or coupon code MYDEAL or coupon code 35OFF when you shop online at res-q.com. That's res-q.com. So we'll go back to Dr. Teichman. We've got some great testimonials here, too. I ran out of leg and vein support, and I thought I'd try and go without. Big mistake. Since running out, I have leg cramps every night, tingling, which you mentioned in the beginning, in my lower legs and feet is worse. I can't wait for my bottle to come. Definitely a great product. I'm now put it on auto ship. That's from June. So thank you, June, for that that email. We talked about the tingling and all that. Cramping, I never thought about that, too. So that's a pretty powerful testimonial on leg and vein support.
You know, it definitely is. You know, and cramping, again, you know, is pain. And, you know, this cramping that occurred probably to this lady was because of the fact that we talked about not enough oxygen getting there because of this peripheral arterial disease not supplying the oxygen to the muscles. And that's probably what occurred after she stopped taking the leg and vein support. Because remember that leg and vein support, you know, is a great powerful antioxidant properties within it. So it helps relax some of those blood vessels and also increases the elasticity. And if we can increase elasticity in the vessels, that can help circulation.
Yep. So leg and vein support and the Rescue 1250. I've had varicose veins since my first pregnancy over 40 years ago. I'm now in my 60s and on my feet on a hard surface for 8 to 10 hours at work. The veins bulge and my legs swell. I started using leg and vein support about a week ago and already I notice a difference. My legs don't hurt, my calves aren't swollen, nor do the veins bulge as much as they did. I anticipate even more improvement as I continue to use this amazing product. That's from Susan. Talk to me about that, Doc, and how it might help with varicose veins and why.
You know, definitely. So first off, to understand what varicose veins are, when you have varicose veins, the valves are not working properly in the veins. And what the valves do is allow blood flow to go up to the heart to get reoxygenated. And if those valves don't work correctly, then what happens, the valves start to fail, and then the blood will actually pool in the veins and causing swelling. And then what happens, these varicose veins get, or these veins and legs can become engorged with blood. And that's how varicose veins form as well. So what happens here is with the Rescue Leg and Vein Support, supporting the elasticity and strengthening the blood vessels and capillaries and vein walls to help that contracture push the blood back to the heart. So the Rescue Leg and Vein Support will help some of the damage that's caused, help with the swelling in the legs, and also basically strengthen those vein walls to help push the blood back to the heart. So that's really where the benefit of rescue leg and vein support can be when we talk about varicose veins and swelling in the extremities.
So again, that's another great testimonial. I know you recommend this when people have circulation issues. That's a huge, huge issue, of course, because it usually ends up with. So let me ask you, let me back this up. Somebody has a diabetic wound that won't heal. Usually a person who's diabetic also has poor circulation issues. So they've got a double thing. They've got to get the diabetes under control, and they've got to get their circulation going. Can just poor circulation cause a wound?
Yes, definitely. There, like we said before, there's arterial ulcers that are caused by poor circulation as well. But on the flip side, if you are diabetic and you have a wound, poor circulation can cause the wound to become worse or ultimately lead to an amputation because of the fact that there's not enough blood going to that area to develop the nutrients and the white blood cells that are needed to fight the infection or heal the wound. There's many things that go into healing a wound, and one of the main ingredients that we need to heal the wound is blood flow. And if you have a wound and you don't have adequate blood flow, that wound's not going to heal. And also, if you have poor circulation, you can develop a wound from poor circulation. So there's two sides of the coin. One is, yes, you can develop a wound from poor circulation, meaning arterial wounds, venous leg ulcers. And then if you are diabetic, it can affect the healing of the wound because of the fact that there's not enough blood flow going to the area.
So some great testimonials, folks, leg and vein support. Let's talk about some of the other products that can help. They have in here Rescue Metabolock. How's that helping somebody with circulation?
Yeah, so definitely when we talk about, Rescue Metabolock, it helps not only control blood sugar levels, but also helps control cholesterol levels and triglyceride levels and helps regulate blood pressure and the inflammatory response. So all four of those things contribute to peripheral arterial disease. We talk about cholesterol and triglyceride levels affecting, the narrowing of the vessels. And ultimately what happens is when you get narrowing of the vessels, you can also get inflammation of the intimal lining of those vessels. So if you can control that chronic inflammatory response and also help control cholesterol levels and triglyceride levels, that's going to help with circulation. When we talk about Metabolock, it manages those five factors related to metabolic syndrome as well. Again, remember that metabolic syndrome is a group of risk factors linked to heart disease, stroke, and diabetes as well. And those three things can be exacerbated by circulatory issues or peripheral arterial disease. And Metabolock is made up of a powerful combination of cholesterol and leptopure and cinnamon. And those three things combined help control cholesterol levels, triglyceride levels, and control the inflammatory response that can occur with chronic inflammation in the body.
So that's Rescue Metabolock. By the way, if you have questions for Dr. Teichman, 866-569-RESCUE, 866-569-RESCUE. That's 866. This is toll-free, 866-569-7377. Here's another testimony, which we maybe circle back here to the Rescue 1250. Thank you for sending this in, Carl. I've been taking Rescue 1250 for several years now. I originally had heart pain. The Rescue 1250, along with regular exercise, a modified diet, has helped my circulatory system tremendously. My last echocardiogram was clear. I'm grateful that Rescue 1250 saved me from taking statins. Wow, that's a pretty... Give me your reaction to that testimonial.
That's a phenomenal testimony. I mean, we talk about, looking at the non-medicinal way to control cholesterol, and then we say, well, how do we do that? Is using the omega-3 line from Rescue, the 1250, the 1250 plus, the 2500 TG, the O3 max, to name a couple of them. Those help control, cholesterol and improve your HDL cholesterol and lower your LDL cholesterol, help reduce triglycerides. And then we talk about lowering chronic inflammation in the body. Combining that with the Rescue 12 omega 3 line, the 1250, 1250 plus, like we mentioned, all play a role, in not only helping lower those numbers, but also helping improve circulation. And that's really important when we talk about that, because remember that circulation is caused by abnormal levels of triglycerides, cholesterol, and also blood pressure. High blood pressure can also affect circulation through the body, where the omega-3 brand line from Rescue helps support healthy blood pressure as well. And we'll talk about orosine, which also helps with blood pressure. Magnesium also helps with blood pressure as well. Then we could also talk about the cholesterol-lowering medications as well. I'm sorry, cholesterol-lowering supplementation that can help and work synergistically with the omega-3 line from Rescue.
Yeah, because if you can get your cholesterol under control, that's going to help widen those arteries, help the circulation be better, get that increased blood flow, all of that stuff. So you'd get the 1250 or the Rescue LDLX-Q10 Red Yeast Rice or the HDL Plus or any of those products to help lower your cholesterol. So any and all of those products, and we have a couple of calls coming in. Again, if you have any questions for Dr. Teichman, 866-569-RESQ. That's 866-569-7377. That's toll-free, 866-569-7377. Let me give the specials here. That is that there's four products that are buy one, get one free, and with the coupon code MYDEAL. And those products are Leg and Vein Support, Curcumin Ultra, Ideal Weight, and Metabolock. Those four Rescue products, buy one, get one free, buy two, get two free, buy three, get three free. For every one you buy, you get one free when you use the coupon code MYDEAL. So use the coupon code MYDEAL. That, by the way, offer ends Monday at midnight. Use the coupon code MYDEAL when you shop online at res-q.com. That's res-q.com. Or coupon code MYDEAL when you call and talk to your favorite Rescue consultant at 1-800-26-ALIVE. 1-800-262-5483. Coupon code MYDEAL and buy one, get one free on Rescue Leg and Vein Support, Rescue Curcumin Ultra, Rescue Ideal Weight, and Rescue Metabolock. Coupon code MYDEAL at 1-800-26-ALIVE, 1-800-262-5483, or coupon code MYDEAL when you shop online at res-q.com. All other Rescue products are 35% off. Offers cannot be combined. When you use the coupon code 35OFF, all the omega-3s and all the other Rescue products, you get at 35% off. You get the free shipping and orders of $99 or more, and you can cash in and earn rewards points. For that, it's coupon code 35OFF at res-q.com. That's res-q.com, or when you call 1-800-26-ALIVE. Let's go to Mike. Mike down in Hellertown is on with Dr. Teichman. Good morning, Mike. What can we do for you?
Good morning. I'm calling about a medical event that happened in my life just recently. It changed my life, but I need to find out what would be a good type of vitamin for something like this.
Okay. What was the? Go ahead, share with us.
It's called a giant cell arthritic event. I believe it's called. It goes through your body, and I lost the sight in my left eye.
Wow. And you've lost it still permanently?
It looks that way. We're not sure yet.
Wow. So what? So give me again. What is it called again?
It's called giant cell arthritis. It was something that went through my circulatory system and ended up behind my eye.
Wow. So it's sort of like sounds like a stroke.
Yeah, sort
or
of
a
like
clot
a
or
stroke.
Something. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, something like that went through. I mean, yeah, me neither. I went to the ER and. You know, I was sleeping and I woke up and I couldn't see out of my left eye.
What do the doctors say? What do they say you should
do? Well, I'm on steroids. I'm on all that medicine stuff.
Ooh,
but,
wow.
And, you know, and I'm trying to keep my immune system up and my gut and all that stuff because it kills a lot of your bacteria and stuff in your body.
Right. So, Doc, what do you got? Any suggestions for this for Mike here?
Sure. So basically what you had was giant cell arteritis, it's called, which is temporal arteritis, which is affects the temporal arteries in the face.
Mm-hmm.
And this is due to inflammation affecting the internal elastic lamina and external arteries. So of large and medium size. And what can happen is that one of the complications of this is blindness in the affected area. As well, and that's right. Why they have you on this powerful, you know, steroids you said as well. So what can you do to help as well? So we're talking about inflammation. So, you know, adding an omega-3 will definitely help. And, you know, for eye health and everything else, calamarine is also definitely another benefit to add as well. Mm-hmm. Not saying that it's going to reverse your symptoms,
right,
but it might help lower the inflammation, help support eye health is the calamarine. So, you know, looking at those two supplementations to add, and not saying it might reverse your symptoms, because when you have this attack of this arteritis and affecting the temporal arteries of the face, you know, that blindness can be long lasting. But helping control some of the inflammation is the goal here. And so adding the omega-3s, you know, calamarine as well. And if you can want to add and lower chronic inflammation in the body, we always talk about like a curcumin ultra, which is a great, powerful, you know, anti-inflammatory agent as well. So trying those things combined might assist it from getting worse, but it probably won't reverse the symptoms.
Right. I understand.
So arteritis is not arthritis. It's arteritis in terms of the artery then. So that's what that meant.
Correct.
That's interesting. Okay. Well, I never heard of this before. This is informative to say the least. Oh,
right.
Gosh.
Yeah, I'm learning myself. I'm learning myself, believe me.
Well,
all right. Well, I appreciate it, guys.
Yeah, good luck. I mean, I'm going to give you the magnesium because that helps your veins and arteries to relax and helps them increase blood flow by helping the endothelial wall function better. Maybe increased circulation can help you a little bit there. God bless you, Mike. Good luck with that.
All right, and you have a blessed day, and thank you for the help.
Yeah, you too.
Yep.
We talk about sometimes in life, you know, you ever take every day for granted and that, you know, as though you're granted the next one. Sometimes you are granted the next one, but you're not expecting to have an issue like this gentleman had. So sometimes it's not just about being granted another day. It's another day with no health surprises. He's got one. You don't expect those curves coming your way. You want to do everything you can for yourself to give yourself every possible advantage by taking care of yourself, being proactive. Let's go to Frank down in Philadelphia. Good morning, Frank. You're on with Dr. Teichman. How can we help you?
Good morning, guys. Hey, Doc. A couple questions. My legs right now, there's a lot of problems, but I have bulging veins in both my calves. I have an ulcer in my left foot, been open for 18 months now. It did close for about 2 weeks after I was on a total cast for a while. I have neuropathy, muscle spasticity, venous insufficiency, and the left foot supinates a lot too.
Yeah, so, you know, talking about the veins, you know, the bulging veins in your legs, number one, and the venous insufficiency, those two things go hand in hand. And what happens, like we talked about earlier, with venous insufficiency, the valves and the veins aren't working correctly, so they're not as strong, so they cause the pooling in the legs, and that can cause the bulging in the veins and also contributing from the venous insufficiency that's causing the swelling in your legs. And then talking about the wound that's on the bottom of your foot, so again, you have a circulation problem going on because of the fact that you have the swelling in the leg that's probably affecting the feet as well, you know, and when you have swelling and you have pooling, that also affects blood flow, number one. So you might not be getting enough blood flow or return flow back to the heart to allow that blood to reoxygenate. And then if you have this
doctor, going on.
Go ahead, Mike.
I did have two different times, about a year apart, arterial venous Doppler studies. They told me before they did them, my pulses are palpable. They said the blood going down the arteries is good. The return is poor. They said venous insufficiency around my arches on my feet, not my arches, my instep, my feet, my ankles. They're kind of purplish looking.
Wow.
Yeah, so that purplish looking area is due to the venous insufficiency because you probably have some veins there as well that are bulging in the feet, causing that bluish purple looking area. And then, you know, with the wound that's not healing, even though you have palpable pulses, doesn't mean you don't have peripheral arterial disease. And that's really where, you know, like an arterial Doppler will come into play. And then when you look at certain values, we call it ABI, the ankle brachial index, where we compare numbers and we get a average number, which is usually around 1.0 is normal. And as you go higher, meaning 1.2 or 1.3, that means that the arteries aren't flexible anymore. They're calcified and they might be narrow. And if it goes lower than one, there's definitely gross circulation issues. So either it's higher or lower, definitely might need further evaluation, maybe like an angiogram to go and look to see if there's any small blockages going on. And then also when you have this wound on the bottom of your foot, if it keeps reoccurring, it might be to a high pressure area, and then further investigation might be needed.
That's what I call it. They say it's a pressure area. My foot's conformed. They say it's almost like a Charcot foot. It's not exactly, but it's kind of deformed. I'm not diabetic. My A1C is 5.1, but my foot's deformed. It always was that way most of my life. I can remember. I'm 56.
Mm.
I'm not sure why it is.
So you might have like a rocker bottom foot or a grossly flat foot causing your foot to pronate, or you said you have a supinating foot, is that correct?
I have very high arches.
So you can have something called Charcot-Marie tooth, where you have higher arches causing more pressure onto the foot, and then you can develop ulcers below the first or fifth metatarsal area, and that
they remove part of the metatarsal because of the ulcer area.
What's that?
They remove part of the metatarsal because of the ulcer, he said.
Metatarsal in 2012.
What I would recommend is if you have this wound that's not improving, if you can make it down to, you know, our office in Allentown, we can definitely take a look and give you our idea of why things aren't healing. And we'd probably give you a good answer and to see why it's not healing, because that's what we specialize in, these limb salvage cases, especially with people who have these wounds for over a year and a half.
Go ahead, Frank.
I see a podiatrist for my foot, but I haven't seen a neurologist for my neuropathy. Every test come back normal, except kind of last couple of months. Two tests came back elevated, but she's not sure what they are. I'm asking if you know what they are. The most recent is ZIC4, ZIC4. Another one was acetylcholine ganglionic receptor.
All right, I got about a minute. I got a minute, Doc. Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't. Not too familiar with those two labs that the neurologist ordered. As well, when we deal with neuropathy, we look at things that are occurring from the back or small fiber neuropathy, which is affecting the small fibers, and that ultimately is due to poor circulation from the capillaries that are serving these nerves. So, you know, if you have neuropathy, if you have these issues, I would highly recommend, if you want, you're more than welcome to come in the office and see me, and we could talk a little more further about this.
Phone number, Doc, 610.
610-330-9740.
Okay, will leg and vein support help at all or no?
Yes, it definitely will. With the heaviness in the legs and the venous insufficiency and the bulging of the veins, definitely will.
Thank you very much. Thank you, guys.
Good luck. Give him a call or pafootdoctors.com. Another way to find out more about Dr. Teichman, pafootdoctors.com. We're out of time. It was fascinating. The last couple of calls of issues that I'd never heard of before, ever, in all the years of doing the show. So you always learn something, folks. And you know what? You realize just how complicated the human body is and how lucky you are that yours functions as well as it does. And you want to take care of it, and these rescue products can help you live a richer, fuller, healthier life. Doc, great job, and thank you so much, and have a great week. And until next time, have a good summer.
All right, great. Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Dr. Adam Teichman. So here are the specials. There's two. One is the buy one, get one free is on four rescue products. Or for every bottle or box you buy, you get one free. That's buy one, get one free on leg and vein support, on Rescue Curcumin Ultra, Rescue Ideal Weight, and Rescue Metabolock. Those are buy one, get one free with the coupon code MYDEAL. And that special is through Monday at midnight only. Coupon code MYDEAL on leg and vein support, Curcumin Ultra, Ideal Weight, and Metabolock. Coupon code MYDEAL. All other rescue products and offers cannot be combined. And this special ends midweek. All other rescue products are 35% off. Mix and match any way you want. No minimum to buy. And get 35% off your entire order with the coupon code 35OFF. And you also get free shipping on this offer. And you cash in and earn rewards points. Coupon code 35OFF for the 35% off. So coupon code MYDEAL or 35OFF when you shop online at res-q.com or when you call right now 1-800-26-ALIVE. Have a healthy week.